Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon to you, Wednesday edition of the Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. Sean Carey here. Steve on his way into the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. You can get in touch with us in a number of different ways. Of course, our toll free is 1-800-795-9565. Our email, stevejones@wkok.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, our Twitter handle at Steve Jones PSU. And if you happen to listen to us digitally, we hope you will subscribe to our Steve Jones Show podcast. It is available on both iTunes, Apple Podcast app, and Google Play. If you do listen to us through Apple and iTunes, don't hesitate to leave us a review. That always helps. Okay, we've now turned the corner to November. Penn State, Michigan State at Spartan Stadium, East Lansing. That's Saturday at noon. We'll have 10:30 a.m. airtime on WKOK. Chris Soleri in Detroit, a beat reporter for Michigan State football. He'll be joining us next hour at 4:06. And Steve's broadcast partner, Dick Girardi. DJ will be on at 4:35. We'll have a little bit of Penn State basketball conversation, but of course the Hall of Fame rider has been following horse racing for decades, and the richest, see, you'd think it'd be the Kentucky Derby, but the richest weekend in horse racing is Breeders' Cup. Breeders' Cup's this weekend, and Dick's all over that, so we'll get some horse racing conversation in and talk a little Penn State hoops as well. Steve and Dick at 4:35 here on WKOK. Tomorrow we'll have our high school football roundtable. We get our Sunbury broadcasting announcers in, get you fired up for the first round of the playoffs on Friday night. Have that for you on 100.9 The Valley, the District 4 AAA semifinal, Lewisburg at Loyal Sock. Greg Wetzel will talk more about that tomorrow on the roundtable. And, of course, we'll have the District 4 Quad A semifinals well covered as well. Shikellamy hosting Athens. Here on WKOK, Friday night, 6:30 from Shikellamy Stadium. Kevin Herr and the coach, Dick Hort. And in the other semifinal, Sewens Grove and Jersey Shore, the Bulldogs will travel 15 down to Harold L. Bullock Memorial Field. That game live on Eagle 107 on Friday night. Airtime will be at 6, kickoff at 7. Pat O'Brien, Ryan Brandt, and Zach Showers there Friday night. Zach will join us on the roundtable tomorrow. Look forward to that. Then I'll be over on Eagle 107 Friday night. We'll put a bow on the first round of the playoffs with stats, highlights, and so much more on Sunbury Motors game night. And while the games are in action Friday night, I encourage you to go to our scoreboard page at WKOK.com. Get updates of the scores all night long, and you'll also find the links for all of our web streams. So you can do a little high school football playoff whip around on Friday night as the games roll along.
Well, it's absolutely. One.
Yes, sir. Well,
so today, we could do a quick attendance of what happened at Maddie's today.
Awesome turnout. Saw some new faces there as well. And I'm not talking about one specifically in particular, but Coach Susan was able to spot that from his perch.
Oh, new face. Good new faces.
Quite
That's
a few
great.
New faces there today. Yeah, terrific turnout.
Right. And Doug was there?
Yep.
You were there?
Mm-hmm.
Did Matt Cotrillo go?
Yes. Had a couple of questions for Coach Susan right out of the gate. Well prepped. Nice. Yes, very, very nice, since Matt will be joining Kevin Herr for a couple of football broadcasts later this month, including next Saturday, Senior Day, Georgetown at Bucknell.
Should be a good game, by the way.
Yes.
Should be very. I saw Georgetown on TV once. Not bad.
Coach had mentioned today during the quarterback luncheon he's hoping to get Joey DeFloria back for the Georgetown game. And also made the announcement Matt Mew will be starting at quarterback this Saturday for Bucknell Lehigh.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anybody that probably should have been there that wasn't there?
Oh, I can think of one, sure.
Are you allowed to reveal? Or?
Sure, yeah. His nickname rhymes with Root.
Oh, no.
and when I found out, and I kind of got to the bottom of it, he said, oh, I got a power meeting. I just can't get there. But then I found out where, in terms of proximity, where the meeting was compared to where the Bucknell football luncheon was. Mm-hmm. I said to him, it's like, you know, you could have maybe, you know, pulled a stealth and kind of quickly, you know, maybe made your way out a little early if you had to. That's better than not showing up at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Better than nothing, right?
Well, you can always do the cameo appearance.
Yeah. That would kind of fall into that category, I would think.
Yeah.
Sure.
Go around, table to table, shake some hands. Yeah,
Doug
drive by.
Doug did just that.
Well, Doug does. I mean, but Doug, yes. You know,
yes,
Doug's,
yes.
Doug's a great professional and popular.
He wanted to thank you. And by the way, the first thing he said to me goes, "How'd I do yesterday?" I said, "You crushed it. What are you talking about?"
He was terrific. Doug's always terrific.
I said that to him. It's like, you got nothing to worry about. You know? And I loved the comment. He started asking you questions. But I think it's great. It made it into a not an interview but a conversation, which was wonderful.
Yeah exactly. So we. I always have fun with Doug. I mean, Doug does a great job. I'm glad you played the play-by-play cut at the end. I just want to remind everybody how good Doug is. So, does a great job. Oh, we all have fun. Now, Dick Girardi is going to join us today. Chris Solari is going to join us today. Chris covers Michigan State for the Detroit Free Press. Dick is out at the Breeders' Cup, by the way. So in case you're wondering where Mr. Girardi happens to be, he is at the Breeders' Cup. Okay.
Oh, I forgot to mention, too, Joe Susan's wife, Cindy. She brought leftover Halloween candy for everybody.
Well, let's be honest.
Which was very sweet of her to do. So I had a Kit Kat. I had a Kit Kat to go.
No, excuse me. That's called a brilliant plan.
It is.
We bought too much.
She did say that.
We bought too much, and now I'm going to figure out a way to get rid of it.
So we had that nice little Halloween talk yesterday to wrap up the show. Dick from Milton said, so how many people were down your dark alley last night? Actually, I showed up, and there was about 12 going down our alley last night. I felt bad because we had all the lights out because I wanted them to leave them the false assumption we were going to leave them candy, but... I'm kind of bummed we're not into the Halloween spirit at our place. We could have a lot of fun with people going down our alley, creeping and spooking people out. It'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But just not in the wheelhouse for me anymore. I kind of outgrew it.
Yeah. You know what?
I didn't tell you about the nephew. The nephew's now in this Dukes of Hazzard phase, and he went as Luke Duke. He's rocking the flannel at his Halloween parade. Mm. Yesterday, they did where the school's located in Lock Haven. They have a little Halloween parade. They go around the block and back over to the school. He's walking right in the middle down the road. He's got his General Lee cardboard car. He's inside the car, shotgun in his own General Lee, which was really cool. Had his orange General Lee number 01 hat on, and that was very cool.
That is cool. I like that. That's good. You know, it's interesting. We get there. It seems like there are fewer and fewer kids going out. Now I know there's a lot of the environment trick-or-treating these days. For example, the State College Spikes did it at Medler Field. the All Sports Museum at Penn State. Every year they have athletes handing out candy. They pick a day like a Sunday the 29th or something like that. So you have a lot of that going on now, right? I feel like there are fewer and fewer kids coming to the house now to get out. Now, as I mentioned, the grandchildren came here, and yes, I had the stash ready to go.
No fun size. Automatic upgrade.
Oh, to the point where they're expecting it. Now, the one that's going to be two, and he will turn two Thanksgiving weekend, I bought everybody the same thing. Right? But you and I both know he can't have it. Maybe a little bit of each one. But they're like, hey, Benny. They're going over. They're trying to like work out a deal where they can divvy it up. His cut of it as to what they're going to get.
I'll barter. I want my take of that chocolate.
and he was dressed as, I had a peacock. My granddaughter was a peacock.
Very colorful. Nice.
My grandson was a Power Ranger.
Very cool.
Then the little guy was a Nittany Lion.
Outstanding.
All right. And then my grandson in New York was also a Nittany Lion. Now, he's a little bit more than one now. He's like 14 months now. But so I texted Mike last night. I said, I got to see pictures. I said, so as you can tell, I've been, I know, I'm boring the audience with my personal life here. I apologize for that. But, you know, I mean, I've had people, how do you feel being a grandfather? I love it.
And you should.
I have a good time with it.
You do not have an iPhone. You have a Jones picture distribution system. That's not an iPhone. That you can also use for phone calls.
Oh. See, I am the one that has the camera all the time. I don't mean pictures. I mean, you know, video. So I've always got that what I do is I do videos of everybody every year. People are going, well, you get to sports. I do videos every year. And at Christmas time when everybody's here, I take the full year and I give each family a video of the year. That's what I do. As an additional gift. But that's what I do every year. And then what's, you know, here you go. Here's what happened this year in our family.
And a chronological montage.
Right.
So, very cool.
Now, for the parents of the grandchildren, they get to watch, by having these, they get to watch their children grow up. You know? And that's, I think, for them is going to be a neat thing, beyond just taking pictures.
Well, and you're planting a little seed, too. You're thinking, boy, maybe they're thinking, oh, man, as we get older, we're going to have to do the same thing for their kids. Gramps has a great idea. What a great way to montage everything.
This is just my way of, you know, anytime in the course of your life you want to pull out a DVD, you've got it. And if you never want to pull the DVD out and look at it, you don't have to either. It doesn't matter, but at least you got it. Yeah, it's, you know, look, for me personally, like my whole life's been chronicled on, you know, people listening to me do stuff on the radio. Some of you love it, some of you hate it, right? Or seeing me on TV. Now I'm out in public all the time. So, I mean, you know, so if I want to, I can look at that stuff. I don't. I had somebody tell me the other day, I was going back through old tapes, that show you did for 7 years, 15 minutes. I said, yeah. I said, when's the last time you watched it? I said, when's the last time we taped it? So, yeah. Yeah, we got a lot. You know, but that's what I do. So I talk about, you know, and the what I'll do at Christmas. Well, I'll do that, where I'll go out and I'll buy them each a present. Leave it on the front porch with a note. And the note will explain why Santa gave them the gift. And they, you know, the idea is to make them think for as long as they can. Wow, Santa really did come by here.
Clever.
Right?
Clever.
And meanwhile, it's some stalker at 1:30 in the morning. No. Hey there. I just saw some guy up on the front porch leaving stuff. Who is that?
We had a report of a guy up the street.
Exactly.
Prancing around.
That's what, all right, that's what's going to happen one of these December 24th, early morning 25th, or one of these Easter late at nights where I'm in there like putting baskets down.
Dark blue jumpsuit.
I'm just trying to make it fun for them and exciting.
You are.
So I'm just trying to do that. Because they've got to live with the fact that, oh God, it's my grandfather. The other 365 days. Okay, we'll come back more in a moment. Fun show on tap today. It's off to a fun start already. You've now been thoroughly and completely bored by my family story as we continue here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. You know, sometimes you get in the world of email. I'm trying to think, I know what it was. For those who don't realize, the pregame show I do with James Franklin, which airs about a half hour before kickoff, maybe 35 minutes. That sound about right, Sean?
Absolutely.
Right in that neighborhood. We obviously tape that, and we actually tape it on Thursday night after we're done with the talk show. And Jeff Tarman always asked me to, could you email it to me and then I'll send it to Jefferson City so that they've got it and it's all set to go. The only thing I have to do is I have to then come into the booth the day of the game and I tape the open to it. The ambiance of it's much better that way. And so usually I send it Friday morning. And usually I get a reminder, even though I've remembered it. It's not like something I forget, but for whatever reason, hey, I'm going to come down, I'm going to tape a few things, and I'm going to send it out then. It's just easier to do. And usually I'll get an email from Jeff reminding me to send it, even though I'm in the process of sending it. It's just kind of a little, just to make sure. And this time I sent it Thursday night. I sent it at like 8 o'clock when I got home. And Jeff sends me an email on Friday morning before we leave for Columbus and says, hey, Steve, if you get a chance, don't forget to send the pregame show. And I sent him a text back saying I sent it last night. And he says to me, you won't believe this. I just got it now. Well, John Stroh, who is the producer, Kerry Stroh, as you would know him, is the producer of our TV show. He always sends out a rundown to Todd Sadowski, Trey Bauer, and me on the show as to what the rundown is going to be in what order. And if we have any questions or comments we want to make, or maybe a different order or whatever, we can do it. Well, we go into the meeting today just before we're going to tape the show, and John says, everybody okay in the rundown? And Todd says, what rundown? I never got it. And I looked over, he says, Steve, did you get it? I said, no. And all of a sudden, he looks, and all our phones went at the same time. But we all received it at that moment, and he sent it last night.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great time of the year to buy a car. Now, I go out today. I was done with the quarterback club today. And it's 37 degrees when I get in my car, and not raining hard, but it was raining a little bit. I'm thinking, this is great. I mean, look, there's nothing like 35 degrees and raining out. I mean, that's lousy, actually. Think about that. Oh, mercy me. All right, let's get to this day in sports history. 1913, Notre Dame defeated Army 35-13. The first time, my man, that the forward pass was used as a primary offensive weapon. Now, in 1913, a lot of people wanted to ban the forward pass. The key receiver, by the way, for Notre Dame that day, guess who it was? Bad guess, Sean. Newt Rockne. Yeah. 1959, Jacques Plante. Well, the Montreal Canadiens became the first goaltender in the NHL to wear a mask. There isn't a single goalie in the league right now to consider going out there without one. 1964, the great Jim Brown became the first NFL player to exceed 10,000 yards rushing. When you watch lacrosse, you get to see the Jim Brown rule all the time. Do you know that, Sean?
Did not know that.
Jim Brown, when he played lacrosse on Long Island, then for Syracuse, would get the ball in the webbing, take it and pin it up against his chest and run. Exactly who's taking it away from him? You're not allowed to do that anymore. The San Francisco Giants won the World Series in 2010, 2012, 2014. Well, the one that started the run was today in 2010, as they beat the Rangers in five games, winning their first World Series since their move from New York City to California. How about that? That's this day in sports history. All right, let's see. A couple quick notes here. 3-year deal for Brian Hoyer. They go to the Patriots. Brock Osweiler is the new quarterback of the Denver Broncos. Bills play the Jets tomorrow. I thought I saw a really good golf story here. It has to do with sportsmanship. I got to find it here. It's actually a pretty good story. I think it's SI did it, Sports Illustrated. And it's about this girl that was on her golf team, and she helped the team win the championship. And in the process, she also had the best score in the tournament. Where is this story? This is interesting and neat all at the same time. Oh, and also, did you see the story about Papa John saying the NFL protests have hurt his pizza sales?
No, I didn't hear about that. Wow.
Yeah.
We're talking about, the NFL can't get in its own way, ratings are down, and now this. Now it's starting to hit corporate America.
Yeah. Well, see, that's... Yeah, you're going to be, the pizza guy's having struggling. But, you get involved in these deals.
Could be Tony Knapp time on the show again.
Well, in other words, okay, let's take what we have here. Purdy Insurance is with us every single Monday. They have been since the very first day we started. Well, the idea is for me to tell you about people I believe in and what a great job they do, and that if you're having a decision to make about insurance, I'm telling everybody on our show, as an advertiser of ours, what a great option they are. If you want to buy a car, we want to tell everybody all the time, hey, look, hey, Sunbury Motors, they've been with us since day one. These are great people. That's why you advertise, Brewer's Outlet. That's why you advertise. You advertise, especially the personal part, because you're trying to make a connection between the entity, the show, and your business. And you want to be, you want the entity to be proud of the business, and at the same time, the business to be proud of the entity, right? Fair enough. Well, for Papa John's, again, there's going to be a domino effect. And the domino effect is going to be that, wait a minute, fewer people are watching and they're not ordering as much pizza on Sunday. That's why, that's why you get involved with this thing. You get involved with it because you think, hey, look, it'll be good for them, our money, and it's going to be good for us.
I found the golf story. I think it's the one you're looking for.
Yeah, I found it here.
Emily Nash?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see here. You got to get it through all the stuff about Tiger Woods first. And then see USGA sites, things like that, future major sites. Do I have that right? Did I find the right one? I think I did. I thought I found the right story. Maybe I didn't.
I'll give you what I have here. High school junior Emily Nash was denied a trophy for winning the Central Massachusetts Division III boys golf tournament last week. Many pro golfers not happy about it. Nash shot a 3 over 75, 4 clear of the field, yet even though her score counted toward her team's total, MIAA rules prohibited it from counting in the individual standings. That means that she was not awarded first place, didn't get the trophy, and was denied a state berth. The male golfer, who shot 79, won it. She was quoted, "I was not aware until after my round that if I won, I wouldn't be able to get a title or the trophy. So I was definitely disappointed, but I understand there are rules in place. I don't think people expected for this to happen, so they didn't really know how to react to it. None of us are mad at the MIAA or anything like that, but I was definitely a little bit disappointed."
Didn't the second place golfer, though, offer to give her the trophy? I believe he did. Where he's like, "Well, look, you know, you had the lowest score, so you should have this thing." I think he did, didn't he?
That's all I have. I'm reading it from golf.com.
Okay.
And after what I just read, there's just a whole bunch of different Twitter posts from reaction from Annika Sorenstam.
Right.
Yeah. Curtis Strange. Steve Elkington.
Yeah. It's
Emily Nash, champion. Hashtag Emily won from Curtis Strange.
Let's see. Emily Nash. Is it spelled as you would think Emily would be?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Nash as in Crosby, Stills, yeah. And.
Right. Right.
But you knew that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Right.
Let's see. Should high school golfer Emily Nash been allowed to win a boys' trophy? Look, you win the tournament. You win the tournament, right? In other words, when Annika Sorenstam played in the Colonial, now she didn't make the cut, but she played well, but didn't make the cut. It's just the way the cut went that week. All right. If she won, right?
Yeah.
She should have been able to. I mean, she won. She's from Lunenburg High School. I'm not sure where in central Massachusetts that is. And normally I would have a pretty good handle on most things in central Massachusetts. I grew up close to there. Yeah, here's Golf Week. They wrote a story on it. Like, you win, you win. Let's see.
Amy Walsh, who is a 21-year-old professional golfer from Australia, was quoted, "Almost always ended up with a way smaller trophy or none at all after paying the same entry fees as boys at junior competitions. This one's a joke," quote unquote.
Well, Nash's high school does not have a boys team that plays in the fall. They have a girls team that plays only in the spring. That's the only reason why she was playing with the guys last week, and according to state high school rules, the reason why she wasn't allowed to compete in the fall state tournament or receive a trophy. Like, okay. You see stuff like this, and you ask yourself, why do people constantly get in their own way? I mean, because, let's face it, what does this story lack? Common sense. Right, she was four shots clear of the field. She was the best player out there. Now, Annika Sorenstam did call her and give her a special exemption into the Annika Invitational. It's an invitation-only junior event that's hosted by Annika Sorenstam. Now, that's pretty cool. But why does common sense always seem to get trumped? And excuse that I'm not trying to make a pun here, all right? Must be near Worcester, obviously. It was a Division III boys tournament. Okay. Last week's tournament, Advanced Math and Science Academy's Nico Cialino was awarded the first place trophy after shooting a 79, four strokes higher than Nash's 3-over par 75. Cialino, here it is. Good for him. Offered to give the hardware to Nash. She chose not to accept it. So you know what? Let's give Nico Cialino some credit, okay? I mean, he offered to do the right thing. And she chose not to. And that's her prerogative to do that or not. But at least give him credit, Sean. He tried to say, hey, look, yeah, you were better than me. Here, have the trophy. Kevin Reardon planned to personally purchase a first-place trophy for Nash after the tournament. Reardon followed through on the trophy promise and held a presentation Monday with Emily Nash. Billie Jean King tweeted, once MIAA 33 allowed Emily Nash to play, Title IX says she was eligible to win. Congrats, Emily. You deserve the trophy. Gender equity, what a week. And we talked about all the other, there have been so many others, too, that along the way. So, so there's a little bit more to it than this. So, again, she shoots 75, wins by four. Now, what's not reported as much is that Nico Cialino, who finished second, four shots back, offered to give her the trophy. Right? So credit to her for winning. Credit to him for saying, here, the trophy is actually yours. Credit to her for saying, no, these are the rules, it's okay. Right? So in other words, the young people in all this, Sean, are handling it beautifully. Right? The young people are handling it beautifully. She wins. He gets the trophy. He offers the trophy. She says, no, it's okay. I understand the rules. That's yours. So far, all the young people are acting like adults.
It reminds me of that point of the conversation you had Monday with Bucknell head football coach Joe Susan about, you brought up, yeah, it seems like the kids forget the losses a lot quicker.
They do. Take my word, they do. And then, of course, they came through with a trophy four and so forth. Plus, she gets the invitation out of it. And then good for her. I mean, three over par 75. I mean, that's a pretty, she must be a pretty doggone good junior player. I mean, good for her. Oh, okay. They played at Blixford Meadows in Uxbridge. Uxbridge is right near Worcester. Okay. So I got it. I know where it is now. Good for her. I mean, common sense. Hey, it goes a long way. You'd be amazed at how common sense, in my opinion, overrides ideology every time. Common sense is the ability to understand, you know what, that's the right thing to do. Common sense says, hey, my gut tells me, hey, this is right. So you do it. And plus, you know, on this show, one of the former co-hosts of the show always advocated everybody getting a trophy. No, he didn't.
I was going to say, what? I'm hitting rewind.
Kevin,
what was that?
I said the former. I said, the suit. You should see all my incredible sales trophies. What?
I didn't take long. Whoa.
Here's one for you. I'll give you a sales trophy. It's called cash. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle's worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
I just sent Kerry Stroh an email. I said, I just got the rundown. I have some questions.
Tell them everybody down here in Sunbury says hi.
Forgot. I already taped the show. Wait a minute. What are you talking about? Oh, hold on. I mean, that's not happened twice, once in receiving and once in sending. You don't have it? I already sent it.
Network got a little gummed up in the fog today.
Ooh, man. So I sent him a note. I said, I just got the rundown. I have some questions.
Or what you could do, Sunday night, you can send him an email. So what's the rundown for this week?
So what's the rundown for the Michigan State game again? What was that again? Just checking to see. Yes. Technology. It's a wonderful thing.
Dot, dot, dot.
Well,
When it works.
You know, I mean, you hear all the time that what would be a... What the heck do they call it where they can knock out the grid? Imagine if the grid ever got knocked out in this country.
Oh, yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Well, it's kind of like you go out of one phase of technology and into another. It's like, you know, we'd always leave each other voicemails, and then email replaced that. Now texting replacing emails. So. I talk to more and more people these days. Yeah, I just check my email in the morning, and then it sits the rest of the day. So I try to gravitate now toward texting than anything else. But email is important. You still have to have it.
Well,
like you said earlier in the show about, you know, exchanging your audio interviews between you and Jeff and down to Learfield headquarters. Yeah, it's essential.
Right. Well, yeah, you have to do things like that.
Sure.
And for example, I can look up whatever I want about Michigan State, for example, whenever I want. I can look it all up. Kevin tells me all the time, like, Shikellamy's going to play Athens. I wouldn't doubt that there's a way for him to get a look at Athens tape. I mean, when I did high school football back in the 80s, there is no way on the planet I could get access to even State High's tape, let alone taking a look at a tape of like Cedar Cliff or somebody like that.
Oh, that Huddle app that's out now, that's pretty, yeah, that's essential technology that everybody uses week in and week out. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's got the playoff game with Athens. He probably has the ability to watch. He's talking about the running back for them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he probably has the ability to actually look and see what he looks like, you know, on tape. You know, see a few plays that maybe they use him in or a formation or something like that. Where as a play-by-play guy, you can anticipate something that might happen out there. I mean, you couldn't have done that back when I was doing play-by-play. We're lucky we got a roster. You do the best you can with it, but it's amazing what technology does. But imagine if they were able to knock the grid out. You know, like, the power goes out for an hour and people are lost. Oh. Going on here. Yeah. Fortunately, Lawrence has a generator or all at his house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when the power starts to flicker here at the station, we all kind of look at each other and we say, boy, it gets a lot darker in here than we realize.
Yeah, it sure does. It's amazing, like, even during the middle of the day, we had a power outage one time. Remember the power... Kevin was co-hosting the show with me at the time.
Right.
And we got a power outage on the Friday before a game.
I remember that.
No, it was a Thursday. I'm sorry. It was the Thursday before a game. The reason I know it was a Thursday is because we were doing the show at Letterman's at the time. And they didn't know if we were going to be able to do the show. And I'm coming down here, and the power's all out here. The power's out of the stadium. The power's out. It's out. I'm like, oh, this is great.
I was over on 94KX at the time, and I remember that. I kept looking at Kevin over here on the other side of the glass, and it's like, I don't need to tell you anymore what Kevin was doing.
Well, actually, there is an entertainment factor
Your
here.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.